The makers of Colston, the favorite mealtime drink of millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mom and Dad. Because very often in having this position, it gives our doctor's call and never irritable. And maybe the real cause is coughing errors. Of course, many people can drink coffee and not become nervous and irritable, but you may be one of the many others who shouldn't touch it. So, if you think coffee makes you touchy and cranky, switch to Colston. Because Colston can't possibly affect your nerves. It contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. And Colston's clearing and fragrant. Steam in the cup, Colston has a flavor that's most delicious. Try Colston things. If coffee makes you nervous and irritable, drink Colston instead of coffee. And after a fair trial, so it's 2 weeks, see if you aren't mighty thankful too that you switched to Colston. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are all excited over the motion picture that the film will be made in the city. A representative of the company has been in town all week selecting locations for the picture, and it looks as though they'll be underway within the very near future. As we open on the Brooklyn Ridge Day, we found Abner over the Down the Down store. Now, I just heard it.
The story they're going to make the moving picture out of.
Oh, well, is all that there just about the moving picture?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a stick of a mail order catalog, huh?
Oh, well, it's a regular full-length picture, you know. The worst part about it is we've got to learn it by heart.
Learn all that that's in there by heart?
Yes, sir.
And, Douglas, I might as well just stop right now. I couldn't learn all of that in 40 years.
Well, you just have to learn your part.
Oh.
This is everybody's part, isn't it?
Huh? Have I got very much to say?
I don't know. There's anything. You started about a day.
What? How long are you going to give us to learn it?
Well, I don't know. You said you'd rather ask us to be able to do some Hollywood Saturday.
Hollywood, huh?
Yeah. Look here. Take that note, dear.
Huh? What
was
it
that
I got my spectacles on?
Mom and I are in their first motion picture. Story by Barry Chivers and Robert B. Andrews.
Yeah, good
job. Original story and screenplay. Final draft.
What does that mean,
Dad? I don't know. Well, that was our biggest movie. Well, we're supposed to do that, Dad.
Yeah.
We haven't been over this one stage yet, Scott.
I'm not
going to ask
you
what it
is.
That's the character. Oh, that's the old one.
No. Who
all
does it
say?
Has it got my name
on
there?
Yes, sir. Mom and Edna has been failed.
Huh?
I don't know what to do with it. Surprise, I'll be John Down store, the hub of activity in the little town of Pine Ridge. Well, I'll have to use the store for the picture and you bring it to Squire Skimp.
My mom, you said you wouldn't bring that up no more.
Yeah, big enough. I never said nothing. But from here, I don't see no kind of legal documents that I ain't here to give you my advice on.
and he will stay out of trouble.
Well, go ahead, read the story if you're going to.
Well, he's in on the case, kid. Dr. Walt Barnes, he has the office upstairs over the John and Dan store. Kindly, quiet, modest. For years, the only doctor in Pine Ridge.
You sounds like Doc Moore.
That's the way that it came to me. An RFB doctor who works without modern equipment, reviving substitutes. And this is young man who hopes soon to marry Alice King.
Well, not Miller ain't got no son named Walter.
I told you they changed up his name.
Go ahead. Who'd you say he's going to marry?
Alice King.
Well, I don't know her either.
Who is she? Well, I don't know either, too. Where's that here? Alice King. Young and beautiful. She has acted as postmistress since her father's death.
Well, Grandpappy's still is acting as postmaster while the congressman is away.
I told you they changed all his names, Sammy.
Grandpappy, you're going to be Alice King in the picture?
No, they're going to make out like we got a girl postmistress.
Oh, yeah, I reckon it would be better. Couldn't have a doctor son for when you're not a thing to get.
Yeah. I'm living in here. But your legs are leading lady. One of the heroes of the picture.
Yes, huh?
And she's going around with the doctor's son. Well, what have I got to do?
Now, Doc, would you even have a girl calling in there with me?
Well, I wouldn't have much about it. And I'll do that just natural suppose.
Did they tell you she was going to?
No, but I'm really giving her. Well, see, I play the part of the young doctor. Yeah. That's the part. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, he's just a young fella corner that long. He didn't have no bust to waste like you got there.
I could shave it off, couldn't I? I shaved it off before.
Well, you know, it looks like you just got up out of a pink bed when you did it.
I'm going to read that description of him again. Walter Barnes, a cool, intelligent, ambitious young man who hopes soon to marry Alice King.
Sure, the right one like me, Hard. It's young.
Well, how old do you think I am, anyway?
What? Well, I wouldn't call you young.
There must be somebody running around in the office.
No.
Hey, I want to talk to that other car, though. He's been changed up for me. If you don't, you're going to make it awful embarrassing for me.
You're embarrassing.
Well, to be right honest, I've been telling around and I'm just another leading lady who's going to fall in love with.
I'm kidding, sir.
Well, I know you're supposed to.
Why, they told you they'd harm you to act like you always do. You just play the part of a storekeeper.
You seen a girl fall in love with a storekeeper?
Not so long you showed me the picture of yesterday. She looks like she's got too much sense.
What did you mean by that remark?
I mean she's young and pretty. She ain't gonna fall in love with no backwoods storekeeper.
Who's a backwoods storekeeper? Look at these clothes. You know, there's ain't nothing but a moving picture actor wearing stuff like this.
I never seen nobody with a get up like that you've got on. Yellow pants and checkered coat and colored spectacles.
Well, you just don't know the style of your trouble.
Well, I'm dressed all right. They just want me to be a storekeeper in Pine Ridge.
Well, I don't want to be a storekeeper in Pine Ridge. I want to do something where I can do some acting. Then the Academy Awards they get every year.
Well, you ought to be glad to get any kind of a part, Ron.
Go ahead, read the rest on the
phone. I don't know whether I want to read the rest of it or not. Disgusted. Might not even be ill. That's the way they're going to treat you.
Oh, you're acting like some young and long. They couldn't put enough change on you to hold you to teach you to make that picture. Now, go on and read the rest on it there.
Well, I'll read it, but I ain't saying I'll do it. Well, now, oh, yeah. Young Walter's greatest rival for Allison's affections is a local boy who has made good type. Wait a minute, I'm telling you, that must be who I am, I tell you. You hear that, a local boy who makes good.
Local boy?
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They want to call me a boy and tell them business. I know these clothes make me look younger. They're going to have to give it up to some of these smart alecks around town here.
Mind the goodness, I'd have never believed it.
Yeah, that's fine. Me and the young doctor's son both in love with the tree. And he's got down to our owners with his own super tree. They don't care what the place is.
Well, you've got to do what they say for you to do, Ron.
Yeah, the beginning they see me and someone loves things, they want me to be the one to win her, regardless of what they got wrote there.
Well, what about you being a storekeeper?
If she'll be a storekeeper, and she'll be in love with her. So there, a local boy here has made good. They might have me owning the whole store by myself, for all I know.
Well, hey, wait a minute. I'm a half owner of this store. What am I supposed to do?
You might be a dealer boy or something. A clerk, I'm hard to work for.
I know that I won't do it. I'm owning half of this store, and I'm going to be a half owner of the picture. I'll let be in.
Well, you have to do whatever they've got wrote down here, Abner. Don't bawl me out. I want the one that wrote it. You can't be changing the story. Then you're not going to hear a lot of me working. Maybe the rest of them see what else they've got.
I don't want to hear it. I ain't going to be no clerk or no dealer no more.
Hey, Sam, what difference does it make? It's just a claim. Sit back down in there and let me see you. Young Walter's greatest rival for Alice's affections is a local boy who has made good type. The town stuff shirt. He hopes to marry Alice to show in the estate he knows her Aunt Agatha will leave her. Wait a minute. A very overbearing and egotistical individual. What is that stuff shirt business?
I wasn't saying nothing. Don't you know what a stuff shirt is?
You know, the court of this, it ain't a hero. What is a stuff shirt?
Why, it's somebody who thinks that he's smart in the air. This side of a sort of a thing.
All right, then, if that settles it, I won't do it. I won't be in that blame
system. Now, here, now, don't throw the story on the floor, Ron. They want that thing back. I just got my part in it.
Yeah, do I look like the kind of a fella to you, like a stuff shirt?
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Here, look here, Ron. This part ain't you, no way. This is Will Danielson. Now, here it is, whatever that means. Here's right here. You're just the same as I am. You're just a storekeeper, Long.
Oh, well, let's see. Yeah, that's fine. I tell you, that's what I want to be anyway. A small town store.
Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. You call your city. And remember, Colton, your best bet for the night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.